Hello and welcome to Jaguars.com. We're on the road with the Jaguars in Indianapolis. We just landed not long ago, and the players got a nice surprise when they got off the plane, a blast of cool, crisp fall air.
Well, so did me and you. I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous fall day here in Indianapolis, and 60 degrees, kind of windy, and so hopefully tomorrow the roof will be open, you know, the retractable roof at Lucas Oil Stadium, and if there's not a day to open it up, boy, they're making a mistake tomorrow.
You know, you've been around this league a long time. When the seasons change, it feels good for a player to get out in the field and be able to stretch and do that stuff. How about for this team this week? They're trying to feel good anyway, aren't they? They're trying to get that pep back in their step.
Well, you want to get on the winning side of things. You know, this is a big game this week, you know, for a lot of reasons. But I think most importantly, you want to validate what you're doing, and you want to validate it by winning. That's the only way you validate things in the National Football League. So with a new owner and a new coaching staff, getting a win is important at this stage of the game. And it looks like they're getting healthy, so that's going to help.
You know, one of the things that we've been looking forward to is a matchup of sorts between Blaine Gabbert and obviously Andrew Luck. And the good news for the Jags is that Blaine Gabbert's going to play this week. How hard is it to play with a sore butt?
I've never had to play with a sore butt. But I mean, Blaine Gabbert's a tough guy. You know, and I think he proved that to me last year at Houston when he took a shot from Brian Cushing going out of bounds. So I don't doubt him whatsoever. But this is going to be a matchup for many years to come. And I think if you're Blaine, you're thinking you want to start off on the right foot.
Good news for the Jaguars defending Andrew Luck is it appears they'll have Derek Cox back in the lineup. He makes a huge difference, doesn't he?
Well, he's a really good football player, and the Jaguars have been hurting a little bit at the corner spot, and he's going to help. You know, the statistics show that Derek Cox is one of the best corners in the league, but you got to get him on the field. Andrew Luck, though, you know, to talk about him a little bit, and I did this talking during the week on Jaguars Inside Report. Also, the Mike Mularkey Show tomorrow will break down Andrew Luck. But Brian, I'm telling you something. You know, when he came out, I was kind of impressed. But after watching the two games that he played so far, I came away extremely impressed. This is going to be a tough player for many years to come for the Colts because he's so much more mature beyond his years than you would expect for a rookie quarterback. And it's going to be a great matchup to watch.
Do you think the Jaguars, with the injuries they've had on defense, need to change things up and try to confuse him as opposed to line up and play the simple, fast way they've played under Mel Tucker?
Well, you'd like to as much as you can, but, you know, the Jaguars just aren't that kind of defense. You know, they're not the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're not the Baltimore Ravens. They're a defense that is fairly basic. I don't want to say they're extremely basic, but what they've got to be able to do is to have disguises for the limited amount of coverages that they play. And that's not a criticism. It's just that you've got to have – they probably play about four or five different coverages as their core. So you've got to have little subtle changes in your alignments, in your eyes, so that you can give Andrew Luck the impression that he's not quite sure exactly what they're going to do. So, but anytime you have a young quarterback, you want to try to put pressure on them. And, Brian, the Colts' offensive line is not a strength. They're trying to build it as one. But, I mean, when you go out in offseason and you add three guys and they're going to be in your starting lineup, it's not a position of strength.
Yeah, and they're beat up as well, which brings me to a final thought. Jaguars fans who are watching this are wondering about some of the guys who are in the injury report. I mean, doesn't Evan Britton have a chance to come back soon? What about Cam Bradfield? What do you know about the injury report and these guys as they work their way back?
Well, first, we know that they're questionable. I would be surprised if they play. Typically, when you're trying to mend teams and when you have the Cincinnati Bengals and the Chicago Bears coming up, I think they'll be a little bit conservative on it because you never want to be aggressive with injuries early in the season because you never want a player to start out on the wrong foot. So I would expect them to be conservative. I would be surprised if a lot of those guys play. Obviously, Blaine Gabbert, Derek Cox, I expect to play.
All right, it's bright and sunny outside. I know you want to get out and enjoy it. 40 degrees tonight. We're going to enjoy the fall here in the upper Midwest. Hopefully the Jaguars do tomorrow as well. We're on the road with the Jaguars in Indianapolis. Thanks for joining us.